We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can take the ballpark with you. This comes from 7-Eleven.
I am out 100,000%, 1,000,000% on this.
They're introducing a hot dog sparkling water.
Who's asked for this?
Yeah.
You want to drink some hot dog water?
Ugh.
I'm not joking.
Terrible.
Big Bite hot dog sparkling water is being introduced at 7-Eleven.
I never thought of it. It's the dirty water dog. That's what it's going to taste like. Yeah. The guy selling hot dogs in the city.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants to drink that. This has got to be like an April Fool's joke, but it's March 28th.
I don't know.
And it came out yesterday. Hot dog sparkling water at 7-Eleven. I wouldn't drink that at the ballpark. Nope. I'm sure as hell not buying that at 7-Eleven.
That's a big no. Out would be my answer.
Does anybody think that sounds good?
No. Not even as a, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you get some of the kids to go try it and do dares on it.
Yeah, but that's what, another thing we just don't need is kids trying things. My daughter was telling me some kind of nicotine patches now that everybody's eating in their mouth that dissolve right away.
Huh?
I'm like, what are you talking about? She's people put these like dissolvable nicotine patches on their gum. Like, so it goes directly. Like, what are we doing? So hot dog flavored. Yeah, the kids are. Yeah, the Zippos or something. I don't know the hell they're called. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about today?
2 and 4 year olds. Don't be listening to that. Put your earmuffs on. Yeah. Chiefs are getting weird, and I love it. Did you see yesterday they signed a rugby dude?
I like it. You get the opportunity to sign like international guys and go out there and get a guy who's not going to be afraid to hit anybody. That's for sure. Yeah.
So I'm torn on this guy because initially I was thinking Louis Rhys-Zamet is joining the Chiefs. He'll be signing on Friday, a rugby star.
Never heard of him.
After working out, he's going to join I guess he joined the International Pathway Program.
Correct.
And the Chiefs decided to sign him, and he's going to be like a running back / wide receiver. And I was torn at first because I'm like, okay, rugby dude, 4th and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, we needed our short yardage guy. This is it. He's not huge. He's like 195.
Right.
He's not a 220-pound bruiser. And he runs like a 4.5 or something. I mean, he's fast.
And is that fast anymore?
Have you seen his videos?
Yeah. But like, what are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know, but I'm intrigued. But you get him on the edge and he's like running away from people.
Well, he's also running away from other like beer drinking rugby players.
That's my question. When you get him on the edge and he's running away from people, that's great. But in the NFL, you got to get him to the edge.
Right.
So I'm intrigued.
Like 4.5 speed in the NFL is like kind of average.
I was like 4.4 something or 4.48 or something. I don't know. He ran pretty well. And his highlights would indicate he runs faster than other rugby players. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But I'm torn. It looks like he can factor into the return game if you give him some space.
I think that's a perfect spot for Kadarius Toney.
But then I'm like, I think Spags could probably do some of this guy too. Like he scooped and scored a couple of times in this rugby videos I was watching. I'm like, I kind of like this guy.
So you want to play him like a two-way player?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that it's part of the International Pathway Program, so it doesn't count as a roster spot. So if you're not taking advantage of this, you're a fool.
Yeah,
right?
You got
the opportunity to try something. Why the hell not?
Even restrictions of like you can put him on the practice squad, and if you got a certain amount of times, you can call him up and. It's almost like a free.
It's a free roster.
It's like a free
spot,
space.
Right?
Almost.
Yeah, right.
You're like,
so
awesome.
Use this guy for whatever you want. Try him at like fourth and one situations. Now the scoop and score, like you can't draw that play up, right? Like, all right, let's go get a scoop and score on this one. You know, the Aussie guy.
I don't know.
Let's go.
The blitzing linebacker that knocks the ball loose and then picks it up and runs.
Are you allowed to hit the quarterback anymore after this week in the NFL? This guy might be an illegal tackler. We don't even know what's going to happen.
It's true.
You know?
They ain't afraid of hip drop tackles in rugby. I'm just thinking rugby tough guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly how you're going to use them, but I'm intrigued.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do, right? I'm interested to see how they're going to do it. And also if he wants to use a helmet, he may say, I'm not going to use a helmet, saves the team a couple of bucks.
And so his name's like Louis Reese Zammit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I heard one of the calls said Reese Lightning.
Oh,
and I kind of like that.
I do like Reese Lightning. That is really good.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's his full nickname or just this guy just did it one time when he was running the ball, but it looks like he's got a nose for the whatever we call the end zone in rugby. So I like it.
We call it the area where you let the
is that the landing zone in rugby? Landing zone in rugby.
I couldn't think of the name.
Looks like the dude can hit it, so
yeah.
I'm in.
I do like it. I like the opportunity.
Weird.
See what you can do. Who the hell cares? You're Super Bowl champs, right? Go do whatever the hell you want when it comes to the. I'm sure there are people out there criticizing this move today, right? Like I'm just sure somewhere on X, formerly Twitter, people are out there criticizing this move today. You don't even know about this guy. You know nothing about him. I am very intrigued by it. I love it. I think it's great. Let's go. And you're calling him Reese Lightning, one of the great songs from the movie Footloose. I mean, it was so good when you saw Steve Buscemi up there dancing, go Reese Lightning, go Reese Lightning, baby. Like, I am excited to hear that song played when he scores a touchdown on third and one from the goal line and goes in sans helmet because he's a rugby player. He don't need no helmet.
Yeah, he'll forget it, and it won't matter.
And it won't matter.
It
he
won't
don't
matter.
Care.
It won't matter.
Yeah.
We will chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, of course, overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Hang on, I got to read this one from the 316, Josh. This guy's going to make Binks All St. Joe team as captain.
Maybe. And there's a thanks, coach, but I'm choosing to ignore it. Ben's going to chat opening day, ballpark food, the new kickoff rule, and more next.
Hey, this is Rasheed Rice. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
He's a Super Bowl champion. You should listen to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, coming up in our next segment, 7:30, it's What's Your Wagyu Beef? Maybe a limited engagement. We don't know. So whatever beef you have fun. No politics. Coming up at 7:30, 913-586-7610 on the telephone line. Chance to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu coming up at 7:30. It is time, though, to chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, of course, overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. And it's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
And Ben, opening day in baseball. I think opening day in baseball is the best opening day in all of the sports world. Do you love opening day in baseball as much as me?
Yeah, yeah. Since I was always a baseball first guy when I was a kid. As an adult, I liked the NFL more, but as a kid, I was always about baseball. Just like the red, white, and blue on the dugouts, and they used to do, and everyone being introduced and walking out like it's a playoff game. Even the bad teams, like the whole vibe. And the one thing that's different in that sport of baseball, unlike these other sports, if you can just sneak into the playoffs, you can actually get to the World Series. Like you in football, like if you're supposed to be a bad team, you're probably going to be a bad team. And you're very rarely does a team that's going to suck, it doesn't have a quarterback or whatever, win. But in baseball, like last year, Arizona won 84 games. That's not good where I come from. But they played well for a month and they got to the World Series. And that happens a lot more in that sport than any other. But just like the whole vibe about opening day and you're back and you know that means the summer's coming up. The weather's going to be great. You're going to be out enjoying the outdoors and life and living your best life. It's just all great. It's just like a symbolic thing that baseball starting and you watch the hometown team. And then if they suck, you don't have to worry about them for a couple months. But the whole thing. So I love it.
It's also funny too. You mentioned Bob mentioned you know the best opening day of all the sports. It's like game two. We go, okay, it's game two. Like in football, we're like, there's a game two. It's just funny how it like drops at least for a minute. Like you have game one and it's so great, whatever. And like, okay, I'll check in at game three. You know?
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And the thing that drives me crazy is like, it's like I don't work for baseball. It's a big $1 billion business. But I would think if I was running baseball, I might want to have opening day on an island by itself with nothing else to mess around with it on that island. And baseball's like, no, we're going to play the first two games in Korea. We'll do that in the middle of the night or early in the morning. So very few people watch. And then, and because they have to go to work or they're sleeping or whatever. Well, and then we're going to have opening day the same day of the Sweet 16 and the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And so that's a great idea. Like God forbid you start on, you know, Wednesday, yesterday, and do it. But no, we got to do it on Thursday. We got to get this many games in and this amount of time. And every team has to have days off. And then you have teams opening up where the weather's terrible. There's only a couple games rained out. So it's like you've got a bunch of teams in warm weather or domes you could play in. You know, it's the whole thing. Right. Yeah. Hey, but what do I know?
Hey, what do you know? But, you know, I'm old enough to remember when baseball used to start in April. And I'm actually old enough to know when opening day used to be on the day of the national championship game in college basketball. So at least we're opening with the Sweet 16 instead of opening on the day of the national championship game. Because there were times where the Royals would have their home opener and Kansas would be playing in the national championship game later that night. And people were like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, just take the rest of the week off, you know?
Yeah, you know, no, for sure. So I mean, that is better. And they keep pushing it back a little further into the month of March. It's odd that they really should change the calendar. I mean, because baseball, I know they're supposed to end in October and all that, but that's football season, right? If you could get more games in before the NFL starts, you'd be better off. Because that's nobody can slay that dragon. That's the monster. You can't mess with the monster. No one's
a
monster. Yeah.
Not at all. Ben Maller with us here at Fox Sports Radio. Well, the most important thing about baseball, obviously, is ballpark food. Ben, we've been talking about it all morning long. What is your go-to ballpark food?
Yeah, so by city, or I know I've been to a lot of the ballparks in other countries. My favorite, I love the soft pretzel in Philadelphia. To me, has the top. That's like the birthplace of the modern pretzel in Philadelphia. I love the Philadelphia pretzel. Unpopular opinion. I'm in LA. The unpopular opinion, I do not like the Dodger dog. I do not enjoy the Dodger dog. I believe the Fenway Frank is a better dog. And the hot dog I had years ago at a Cleveland Indians game before they became the Guardians was a very good hot dog. And then garlic fries in San Francisco. They can get them at a lot of the ballparks now, but the first place I got them was in San Francisco. And I love garlic. And I love potatoes, and you put those two together, and you're sitting there watching a game. That is wonderful. I love all ball. I'm pretty much all ballpark food. Although I don't like that a lot of these places have gotten like exotic. They've gotten away from the purity of the traditional hot dog, peanuts, the nachos, and that's about it. Now it's a lot of the high end restaurants and stuff. And I know out here where the Dodgers are the billionaires baseball club. It's insane. The food they have is like, you know, they get those Hollywood losers that need all that food. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, of course. Overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Ben, it's my annual call. Why don't we have more things in a helmet? You need to eat everything out of a helmet.
No, I agree. Although I will complain that some of the ballparks go with the mini helmet. And I think if you're going to, you got to get the full-sized experience. I don't like these mini things. I want the full. If I want nachos, I don't want a smaller helmet that someone from, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs would wear. I want the full size. I want the full helmet is what I want.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio right here on 610 Sports Radio. And you mentioned Sweet 16 begins tonight. Like, I'm torn over this one. Like, last week was so great with the NCAA tournament. There were a couple of upsets on the first day. And now we got chalk into the Sweet 16. I don't have a team in the dogfight for this. I'm like, all right, so the networks get what they want. They get the big boys in. How are you looking at this Sweet 16?
Yeah, so I'm obviously interested, just like you. I have a show to fill, so I'm looking for content. I'm looking for controversy. I'm looking for a blown call. I'm looking for a coaching decision that screws up the game because I don't have any skin in the game either. But I'll be watching. I did run the board for San Diego State men's basketball, one of my first jobs in commercial radio. So I've always had a soft spot for San Diego State. They were never good when I did it, and now they've been in the tournament for the last few years, and they've been pretty good, and they got to the Final Four, and so they've had some success. But they're playing, I believe, Connecticut, so that'll probably end for them. And so, I'm looking – that's the only thing I kind of have an interest in, but it's just the stories. It's looking for something that's good radio, that I'll have something to chew on. I need some fat to chew on in the overnight. I do like that story. One of the stories I got a kick out of last weekend, I don't know if you guys talked about it on the show, the guy that bet $1,000 on every underdog in the NCAA tournament and was doing pretty well until Saturday when he went 0-8 and lost $8,000 in one day because all the favorites won. I love that story because we all thought, for years I thought, well, if you just bet every underdog, the underdogs do great in the tournament, you're going to make a killing. Not so much.
Yeah, if you filled out the office bracket with chalk, you're doing okay so far. Ben, have you been able to dissect your full scale diagram of the new NFL kickoff rule? And have you decided where you're going to kick the ball in the landing zone?
Yes, Josh, I have decided. I already hate it. I know we all hate change. It looks like a glitch to me. And I said this on my show this week, and I don't know if you guys agree or not. I'll ask you. They should have gone to the land of the poutine in Canada. Now, the CFL has a rule. They have the 5-yard rule where on any kickoff, you can't be within 5 yards of the person catching the ball. That seems like a reasonable rule that would be better than this XFL thing, which like you have, it's like a glitch. It's just like you have to pause. Everyone's paused until the ball's kicked. They have to wait until the ball's caught. It's definitely going to take some getting used to. I don't like it. And if this is what you're going to do, just get rid of the kickoff and just, toss the ball in the air and see, that would be a bad too, because you'd have a scrum and guys would get concussions and then there'd be lawsuits and all that. And I don't think this was a good week for the NFL with the rules, like the hip drop tackle. The NFL did not have to get rid of it. The union said, we don't want you to get rid of this. And the owners got rid of it. Like, why would you have the out? If you get sued, you say, well, it's not our fault. The union said we're good with it. We wanted to get rid of it. Like, you don't have to worry about a lawsuit. But they did it anyway.
I was going to say, this is one of those weeks where they made it very confusing for their fans, because now everybody has to figure out what the hell the kickoff is all about. But also this hip drop tackle. I mean, if you don't tell me there's a new talking point now in the NFL for every one of us who have never even heard of a hip drop tackle beginning in September, calling everything a hip drop tackle, wondering why this wasn't called. How could they have called that? Like, it opens a whole new can of debate for everybody, because somebody's going to get flagged in a key moment of a game that's going to keep an offensive drive going that affects the outcome of the football game.
That's another way to manipulate a game. It's like, well, was it? And then it's another thing to delay a game also, because it's very unlikely you're going to call it in real time. So we're going to have another 7-minute delay where let's have a booth review. We have a booth review. And it's like this guy, LeVar Arrington, he used to play for the Redskins when they were called the Redskins back in the day. He works at our place. And he pointed out, I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, listen. He said, you're never going to have another Lawrence Taylor. You're never going to have another Ray Lewis. That's over. You cannot. These rules, anything that those guys did is now a 15-yard penalty. It's impossible. You have completely neutered defensive football in the NFL, and all these swashbuckling linebackers and, you know, Ed Reed coming out of the secondary and laying people out. You have none of that. And you will never have that again because the NFL is never going to go back on any of these rules, because if they go back on these rules, they're going to get sued up the wazoo. So they're never – it's like when a tax goes in, they never take the tax away. It's always – they just keep it and they add to it. It's the same concept.
Ben, I guess you can watch all of that on Christmas Day when we're going to have two games as they continue to dominate the world. We appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much. Enjoy opening day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Josh. I did like the NFL giving the bird to the NBA, though. That was pretty good.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. What are you looking forward to in the Sweet 16 tonight, Ben? A bad coaching decision.
Or a terrible call. Oh, yeah. Controversy. That's it. Controversy always sells. 913-586-7610 on the telephone line. On the telephone line. Could be a very limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a final edition. I don't know. Booth Creek Wagyu has $50 gift card we're giving away. And you just have to come up with your best beef. We say keep it lighthearted. No politics. Them's the rules. Other than that, have some fun. Your chance to win. It's What's Your Wagyu Beef? Next.
Hey, this is Trent McDuffie. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
Ask yourself, do you know the beef?
Barbecue beef ribs.
Where's the beef?
Beef brisket.
Where's the beef?
Beef jerky.
You've heard our beef. Now it's time for yours.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
It's What's Your Wagyu Beef on Fesco in the Morning.
Hey, where's the beef?
Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. 134th and Metcalf. They are outstanding, delicious, and again, I always hesitate to say the Denver cut's my favorite because it's really, really good. But it's Denver. Just rename it, maybe. I don't know. But Booth Creek Wagyu is fantastic. You can win a $50 gift card just by giving us your beef. There are two simple rules. Be lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
And no politics.
Right.
That's it.
It's very simple.
So give
right?
us your beef at 913-586-7610 on the telephone line for your chance to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. Royals opening day today, 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Free on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Every game. Just done. Turn on your radio. You don't need to fret about the other stuff. Vern's got you started at 2. We're calling this the extended pregame mm-hmm. pretty much today. Mm-hmm. And then Cody and Gold will be live at the ballpark coming up at 10.
That's right.
We will talk to Josh Vernier as well, our Royals insider, coming up at 8:30. 913-586-7610. Again, very simple. You provide us your beef. Have fun. No politics.
All right.
Them's the rules. All right.
Let's go.
All right. Micah is up first. Micah, good morning. What's your Wagyu beef?
Morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. So my Wagyu beef this morning is for all the people that I see go to the gym who don't have a care in the world to wipe down any of the machines, and all the people that I see in the locker room, you know, taking the dump, you know, going pee or whatever, and not washing their hands. I'm not a germaphobe or anything, but, you know, it's just common sense. I already have a hard time staying motivated going to the gym, and whenever I see the person finishing up on the machine that I want to have next, and I go over there, and I see all sorts of sweat and stuff on the machine, that just doesn't make me motivated.
Yeah, Micah, I'm with you on this. That's called selfish pigs is what that is. And that's what you are. If you're not wiping down the equipment after you use it, you're selfish, you're self-centered, and you only care about yourself. And if you're not washing your hands after taking a dump or going to the bathroom, I mean, we live through COVID, folks, okay? People who still don't wash their hands coming out of the public restroom are disgusting slobs, too.
But are they blow-drying their undercarriage?
Yeah,
that is a fair question. From the 6-2-0.
Yeah.
Micah, okay, hang on. He's got a beef with dirty gym people.
Right.
But yeah, it's gross. You think about it, you saw the person not wash your hands, and then they're out there on the elliptical, and you're
God.
Like, oh my God, that's gross.
I wipe down the machines that I use before and after again, because I am a germaphobe. Yeah. Somebody was texting in earlier about, man, you know, looking at people blow up birthday candles. Now I said, I was saying that for years and people thought I was nuts. I was like, don't blow up. I'm not eating that cake. You blew all over that. That's disgusting. And then COVID happened. Everybody's like, oh, you can't blow out candles. I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you that for 20 years.
Is that how it started?
COVID?
Robert is up next, so Micah, hang on. Robert's up next. Robert, what's your Wagyu beef?
Good morning, guys. My beef is either with the system or the person that deleted all the great clips from the 610.
We call them wolfed.
Yes.
Yeah, they were wolfed, yes.
Yes. I do like. Which one do you miss
the
most?
Yeah, what do you miss? What drop do you miss?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to ask this question. There's so many. A lot of them I like You've Gotten Back. So
We've tried.
Struggling, and my new favorite is the Watson one.
Watson, yes!
Yeah. We can find that again.
In this day and age with terabytes upon terabytes of storage available, we live in the day of the cloud. There is no excuse for losing data like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
Robert,
I do like that, Robert. You're using too much logic around
here,
which we don't use a lot.
Drops from the show.
Yeah, dude, that's a good one. I think that's probably going to be our winner.
That's a very good one. Yeah. All right, Kevin's up next. Kevin, what's your Wagyu beef?
Well, now my beef is with Robert. That one's a winner right there. My beef was with the Chiefs for missing an opportunity to save the Jackson County taxpayers money if they would have signed DeAndre Swift and changed his number to 13. The jersey sales alone could have funded every renovation.
Yes, I got you. Yeah.
Well done.
Could have done.
Yep, you know what? That is a brilliant.
That's pretty good.
But you know what? The Chiefs should just sell Swift 13 jerseys
anyway.
Anyway, just do it. Yeah.
Or 87.
You put
87. Swift 87. I'm sure he'd be fine with that, right?
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. The Chiefs should just sell.
So Kevin had a combo beef, one with Robert for having a good one, and then the Swift jersey. Yeah. All right. Jake is up next. Jake, what's your Wagyu beef?
Pretty hard to follow up that pretty good one.
Yep.
But my Wagyu beef is with the people that set the commercials on Odyssey. I listen while working every single day, and the Oaks Kia commercial in particular.
It's a great jingle.
And I hear it every single commercial break, every single day, every single hour, and it is ingrained into my brain.
So the next time you buy a car, you'll be buying it at Oaks Kia. I think it works. See, I don't think that's a beef at all.
No, I think
you're saying it works. Jingles work. I've been telling people that for years.
Yep.
Come up with a jingle. It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's catchy. So they got you. And also thanks to Oaks Kia for, you know, supporting us.
Yeah.
Love that.
I got a beef with the guy on the text line right now who says the only way you need to wipe down the equipment, if you're not a sweaty pig, you don't need to wipe it down. I said, no, you're a pig if you don't wipe it down.
Yeah.
And he goes, do you wipe off every chair you sit in? Actually, I do. Please.
Yes. Bob runs the Lysol wipes thing through the studio every morning.
First thing in the morning, 4:30, there is a complete and thorough wipe down of the studio.
Yep, we actually do that.
We got to.
We actually do that.
Still smells like onions. I may leave this place because of the onions.
That's a good, I mean, I feel bad today because
there's some good ones on there. We had four really good beefs today.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
Dirty gym people, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, don't be a pig at the gym, man. Yeah. Like, seriously, the guy drying his back hair under the hand dryer, come on.
Yeah. My undercarriage guy.
The guy wiping down with paper towels, I saw. What are we doing here?
But I think I have my vote. You have your vote?
I think it's Watson.
Isn't it?
Of course it is.
Robert is today's winner. Good job. Good job, Robert, because we're with you.
Right.
Whoever deleted all of our files,
I remember when you used to be able to get a Hershey for a nickel.
There's a special place
There's
in hell.
There's a significant wind.
Yeah, just fire them all, B-Dub.
What? Was this in the news?
You know, technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Watson, yes!
Cooter. Just some of the ones we have saved.
Right.
We have been able to get back.
Somebody says they missed the anti-chiefer button. I missed that one as well. Maybe we'll get that one back.
Yeah, we could recreate that one
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we absolutely could, yeah.
For sure, but thanks for everybody that called in today. Another terrific job. Robert is the winner. $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu.
And honestly, what kind of person is trying to justify slobs at the gym not cleaning up after themselves?
Plus, it's not that hard.
It's not. They got wipes everywhere.
It's not that hard.
Unbelievable. From the 913, hats off to the beef calls. Best overall group maybe ever.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. It's like a Rush. That was like a Rushmore beef.
It really was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. Maybe it indeed was.
Yep.
Maybe it indeed was. What's going to be different? Well, we asked the manager that. We'll get to it next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio. Comes off till the lights go out. Till my leg give out. Can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out. And my high turn out. I'm going to rip this till my bone. Till the roof comes off. Till the lights go out. Till my leg give out.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Someone said we just had some 5-tool callers on. You're probably right. Those are all clearly 5-2 callers from
text
the 620.
By you. Fantastic text.
Yeah. And what a Wagyu beef segment.
That was a great segment, man. That's a good one.
That was good. And yes,
Spectre's trying to get rid of that. He don't like the calls.
If you have drops that we haven't resurrected that you'd like to get back, let us know.
Yeah.
913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Toast.
One are you thinking of that we don't have anymore that you would really like to have back? Because I think we do have the gold standard of drops right now, right? I think we have all the good ones.
Dare I say I miss Rothstein?
Oh, yeah, the Rothstein stuff.
College basketball's never been better.
Because that happened so long ago, people don't realize what a douche he is.
And then I don't think we have Romeo
something
put
with
a Hemi in it.
Yeah.
No, we do not.
That one was gone. There was one the other day where I was like, I just was searching on the fly, and I'm like, oh, I can't believe this is gone, too. I don't remember what it was now, but it was you just search as we're talking about something on the show that reminds me of a drop, and it's gone, and. You know, the movie clips, of course, we can get back and those
right.
kind of,
yeah.
But stuff that's happened on the show or
it was
organically or whatever, you know, those are the ones you can never get recreated.
It was just so bad walking in that day and that whole file was just gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. It was just like, where did it all go?
Oh, yeah. Blow it out your ass, Bob. That was a good one. But that was from the FX OJ show. And so that was Nathan Lane playing
like F. Lee those
Bailey.
Kind of things
we can
get
find
back.
That one back. Yeah. B-Dub, see if you can find that one from the OJ one this morning. Blow it out your ass, Bob. I do like this from the 816, though, and I appreciate this, and you make a great point. I don't like that word. We heard about drops all last football season. Well played by
true.
You.
True. And hip
well
drops
played
and
by
stuff.
You. And hip drops.
Where they're hip drops. We're looking for our hip drops.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to the struggling clip? No, we still have
back.
That.
That one's
struggling.
Still fine. That's still findable.
Mangino dollar sign?
They're mostly ones from our show.
Yeah, the Rothstein stuff is the one stuff I really wish we had, because as he becomes more and more prominent on these broadcasts, people need to know how big a douche he is.
Did we have
that's right. Dollar signs?
Jose Canseco.
Dead stick. Yeah.
When he was on that time with us, kind of ripping the Royals.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, no dynamite guy or anything.
Yeah.
We're not saying dynamite.
Right.
Luckily, we still have the Lewisburg rant, because I was really afraid that was
lost,
you know?
Here's from the 816. Cody and Gold a few weeks ago were playing the Mad Dash home, and y'all's Kadarius Toney one played. Remember when we had Kadarius Toney ruins great sports moments?
They played that instead?
They played that instead! Yeah, Kadarius Toney ruins great moments in sports history.
Yeah.
And there's Eric Hosmer headed for home. Yeah. Kadarius Toney drops it.
Binkley snort. Yeah, probably gone.
Yeah.
Significant wind.
No, that's still there. Significant
wind. Do we have
significant
wind still?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
There's a significant
wind.
Okay,
good. Because that one was tough, because that was just a game broadcast.
Yeah, I distinctly remember
watching
that. And it was a TV one,
and, you know.
That. Why so I was watching that game, I still don't know, but I was, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's a great one!" Yeah.
No, we can get a bunch of these back.
Yeah.
So we built that back, and then put a lock on them. Hopefully, but yeah. It's a lot of stuff like that came from the show that you're like,
yeah. So far, I think everything is. Do we have the Marriott drop?
Oh yeah, Marriott's in there.
Marriott. Do you still have the never heard of them one? Oh, God, yes.
Why don't you blow it out your ass, Bob?
There it is.
That's the one. It's back. It's back. See? It's back.
You asked for it. We'll try to get it
back. Right. That's right. Where's Marriott?
Yeah, where's Marriott? Wrong? Yeah.
Marriott.
Yeah, you got to spell it right.
M-A-R-R-I-T-T. Marriott.
R-I-T-T.
But is that what, like, at the wedding, you want to Marriott?
I can't find that one yet. Yeah. I'm sure it's in there.
It's under the B-Dub drop folder, and it goes a little something like...
Marriott.
There it is. Thank you.
Marriott.
So, yeah.
Why don't you blow it out your ass,
good.
Bob?
That's good.
That was that.
Yeah, like
was
Strugglesworth,
my
gone.
Yeah, Strugglesworth is gone. I wish we had that.
I know.
Yeah.
Strugglesworth was so good.
I went back into like the thing where you could... The old radio files and everything. I dug through everything. And then went to the Wayback Machine. It is gone.
It is
so
gone.
Somebody
I know.
Wiped
I
that.
Know. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaleel has a little groin.
Yeah,
it was
gone.
A good one. That's gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Dan Kilgore. No, we got Dan Kilgore.
That's still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the Jaleel has a little groin? Do the Chiefs press conferences go back that far where you can find Romeo ones?
I don't know.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere. No. Got that one.
Yeah, that one. And I'd suggest Burlington Street.
Yeah, Bob Del Giorno clips better never go.
Yeah, Del Giorno better
But we can't
ever,
guarantee
never
it because every once in a while just suddenly it's like... Phew.
Gone.
I would try Burlington Street.
Yeah. That's probably where we need to find all of our missing drops. Probably on Burlington Street somewhere.
Nobody hey, Bob, where are the drops?
Nobody told us. Royals baseball this afternoon, 3:10 first pitch on 610 Sports Radio. Game one of the set with the Twins to start the year. Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, dropped by the show yesterday. Wednesdays at 9 for our weekly visits with the manager of the Royals. Always fun to catch up with him. But
legend Bob,
what stands out about this particular team for him?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is our pitching. You know, I think one thing is we're going to throw it a lot more strikes than we did last year. That was evident. You know, that's been a message since we came in, which is not top secret by any means, right? But the guys that we have, they're going to be able to execute that more. So what that means to me is if somebody's going to beat us, they're going to have to beat us. You know, I think we're going to play good defense, and the more strikes you throw, the more decisions you make, the opposing hitters make, it's hard to hit. So the more you challenge guys, the more you're in the zone, the better chance you have of being effective. So between that and the other thing on the offensive side is really just having a deeper lineup. You know, some of the guys last year we threw into spots, you know, at the top or middle of the order where maybe that wasn't ideal for them at that point in their career. So being able to put them in spots that's more conducive to success, you know, and having a more balanced lineup throughout, I think is really the two things that really stood out from a baseball standpoint.
All right. More consistent pitching.
Yeah.
Throwing strikes, which is so elementary, but you get
it. Why is that such a thing?
But you get it, right? You see it, you understand it. It's very basic, but you're like, yeah, just
a major league pitcher, throw it over
the
plate.
Can you throw pitches to get people out? Yes, please. And if the lineup's a little bit more lengthened and balanced and got people in their correct roles,
yeah,
you can have more effective offense. Hopefully those are indeed the case.
Yeah,
those will be big.
More veterans too. More people that know how to win. More people that have played at the big league level. There's not a lot of people anymore that are trying to figure it out. I mean, I was thinking about it yesterday driving around. I was bouncing around the Odyssey app just kind of seeing what people were talking about. I ended up on our sister station in Pittsburgh yesterday, 93.7 The Fan, their midday show, and they were talking about all the prospects that they were getting ready to bring up and see, and I'm thinking to myself, we don't even have any of those anymore. Like, they're all here at the big league level right now, right? And that's a good thing. All the guys are up now at the big league level that we're counting on to hopefully usher this organization into the next era of winning. And so it's not like we can call guys up. There's not an arsenal of dudes waiting down there. And there's also not a lot of young guys making their big league debut. Like, there should be no quote unquote figuring it out anymore at the big league level, Josh, right? Because these guys now all have experience at the big league level. There are no neophytes anymore. There's nobody making their major league debuts. They're all veteran guys who have had big league experience. So the expectation needs to be higher than it's been over the last decade going into the season.
Matty Q on the key to getting off to a fast start. We know that fast starts have not been ideal, right?
Right.
This is I think a key season for grab us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me included. Like, grab us, give us something to want to follow you.
Yeah.
Follow me
to freedom.
There's no magic formula, but
winning baseball games comes down to pitching, regardless of whether it's April or September. So, you know, that's the number one goal. And I think that's why we made as many changes as we did in the offseason, is to put guys that we thought would give us the best chance to suppress runs on the other side of the field. So if you're in games, you know, you're limiting runs, playing good defense and pitching, you got a chance to win. And that's not really an earth-shattering news either, but that's what we're going to be about, and that's how we're going to try to go and you know, win right out of the gate.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Got to start hot. Like,
how many times has he just yesterday mentioned pitching, and that's been their offseason too. Like, we have to get better pitching, or mm-hmm. this thing's not going to get anywhere.
Right.
Well, all right, brought in two vets that have solid track records.
You got a Cy Young Award candidate.
You got a huge upside youngster that's looking like a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Brady Singer doesn't have the World Baseball Classic to bog him down.
Right.
And you don't have to pitch Jordan Lyles.
Right, exactly. And you're not going to pitch Jordan Lyles.
Right?
Thank God.
Like,
that guy stunk.
Him in to eat innings and do all those things that you're...
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact you're paying him, you don't have... You hopefully can backfill enough
right.
where you're like, you don't have to use that type. And you can use him in a different role or whatever. But... this should be a better overall pitching staff.
Right. And you're doing it with guys that you're excited to go out there and see. Like, Lugo and Walker, veterans. You're excited to see them, first of all, because they're new. Second of all, because they're veterans. And
yeah,
you're
like,
going to have a chance to win.
Yeah, I got confidence you can win.
How
okay,
excited
cool.
are you to watch Cole Reagans pitch every fifth day? It's like 2009 with Zach Greinke all over again,
give
right?
Me the,
you got
give me
that
a bunch
Cy
of those
Young
starts.
Award
awesome.
Winner. Brady Singer, look, I'm willing to look at last year and go, okay, I'll give you a pass if you're able to take a step forward, right? Like, sometimes, as we talked about yesterday, you take two steps forward, I take two steps back. Sometimes you have to take a step back before you can really take that big time step forward. And so I'm hoping for Brady Singer last year with
it's
the
a natural
with the,
fact.
It is with the whole, like, just kerfuffle of the World Baseball Classic screwing the whole season up. Hopefully he didn't have that this year, and you know, nothing screwed up the season for him, and he can get back to the form he had 2 years ago, where you think, well, this guy's got an opportunity to be the ace of the staff. And so there's no pressure on him to be the ace of the staff, which I think is important for a lot of these guys. They're not exactly, you know, so a lot of these guys aren't built to be the ace of the staff and have that pressure heaped on them. But if you're pitching on the third game of the season or the fourth game of the season, like, pitching today is a big deal. No matter who you are, pitching today is a big deal. Are you mentally tough enough to handle the biggest game of the year? And if you're not, well, then you're not the ace. There's no way you can be the ace. I think Cole Reagans is. I think we're going to see a great performance out of him today, right? Brady Singer can pitch on Saturday when the rest of the world goes back to doing whatever it is that the rest of the world was doing during 162 baseball. Like, there's no yeah. pressure on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
Right. Go.
You're saying it would be house money on Saturday?
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.